February, day 11.
This is London. London calling in the home, overseas, and European services of the BBC. And this is John Snagg speaking.
1939. Britain declares war. The great British public huddle around radios, listening to the news.
This is London.
Watching and waiting and listening. A group of people that no one knows about or has even heard of is also listening. Listening to something quite different. The sound of secrecy.
Bletchley Station! Bletchley Station!
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
In Buckinghamshire, offices are closed down, papers burned, machines dismantled. The group of people that no one knows about or has even heard of quietly disperses, unnamed, uncelebrated. But they have won their own war, the Code War. This is Bletchley Park. It happened here.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You silly, twisted boy.
Yeah. Order, order.
Not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune,
or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end. Die? To sleep? No more. And by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to.
'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To die. To sleep. To sleep. Perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub.
For in that sleep of death what dreams may come. When we have shuffled off, this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life.
Shine so bright.
end out most extraordinary way.
He knew, this is the tragic thing about it, he knew exactly what was going to happen. He tried to step over the stumps and just flicked a bail with his right
hand. He tried to do the splits over it, and unfortunately the inner part of his thigh must have just removed the bail.
He just didn't quite get his leg over.
Anyhow, he did very well indeed, batting 131 minutes and hit three fours. And then we had Lewis playing extremely well for his 47 not out. Angus, do stop it. And he was joined by De Freitas, who was in for 40 minutes, a useful little partnership there. They put on 35 in 40 minutes, and then he was caught by Dujon Walsh. Lawrence, always entertaining, batted for 35 minutes, hit a four over the wicketkeepers. Angus, for goodness sake, stop it.
Yes, Lawrence played extremely well.
He hit a four over the wicketkeeper's head, and he was out for nine. And Tuffle came batted for 12 minutes.
Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 11th of February. There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high Thames 1000.
Thou shalt not steal if there is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Hartman, Desmond Decker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix or Sid Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friend, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easy. agency that you're never gonna fucking talk to. That shall not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Sex Pistols, just a band. The Clash, just a band. Crass, just a band. Minor Threat, just a band. The Cure were just a band. The Smiths, just a band. Nirvana, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Oasis, just a band. Radiohead, just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The Next Big Thing, just a band. Thou shalt give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. Thou shalt remember that Guns, Bitches and Bling were never part of the four elements and never will be. Thou shalt not make repetitive generic music. 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 Thou shalt not pimp my rise. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sound of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say him, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he, say she, say we, say make some noise. Thou shalt always kill.
From all of us at Broadcasting House in London, have a safe and peaceful night. Night-night.